जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahams Parivrajacharya Stotra Shri Mata's Divine Grace Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jadvaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Samved Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gau Premanande Jai All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirae Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 23, The Brahmana's Wives Blessed, Text Number 27. Prana Buddhi Manaha Svatma Dara Dara Patya Dhanandayaha Yad Samparakat Priya Asams Tataha Konva Paraha Priyaha Prana Buddhi Manaha Svatma Dara Patya Dhanadayaha Yad Samparakat Priya Asams Tataha Konva Paraha Priyaha Prana Buddhi Manaha Svatma Dara Patya Dhanadayaha Yad Samparakat Priya Asams Tataha Konva Paraha Priyaha Prana Buddhi Mana Svatma Yad Samparkat Priya Asams Tataha Kona Paraha Priyaha Prana Buddhi Manaha Svatma Dara Patya Dhanandayaha Yad Samparkat Priya Asams Tataha Kona Paraha Priyaha Prana, one's vital force. Buddhi, intelligence. Manaha, mind. Sva, relatives. Atma, body. Dara, wife. Apatya, children, dhana, wealth, adayaha, and so forth, yad, with which, or self, samparakat, because of contact, priyaha, dear, asan, have become, tataha, than that, kaha, what, nu, indeed, aparaha, other, priyaha, dear object. Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. It is only by contact with the self that one's vital breath, intelligence, mind, friends, body, wife, children, wealth, and so on are dear. Therefore, what object can possibly be more dear than one's own self? Please repeat. It is only by contact with the self that one's vital breath, intelligence, mind, friends, body, wife, children, wealth, and so on are dear. Therefore, what object can possibly be more dear than one's own self? Purport. The word yat samparakat in this verse refers to contact with the individual self and ultimately with the Supreme Self, the Lord, who is the origin of the individual living being. By developing Krishna consciousness, one automatically becomes self-realized, and thus one's vital strength, intelligence, mind, relatives, body, family, and wealth all become enhanced and brilliant by the central influence of Krishna consciousness. This happens because Krishna consciousness is the optimum efficient conjunction of the individual self, who is pure consciousness, with the Supreme Self and Supreme Consciousness, Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namaha. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunivadi Pastapati Sitari. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaivaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Translation once again. It is only by contact with the self that one's vital breath, intelligence, mind, friends, body, wife, children, wealth, and so on are dear. Therefore, what object can possibly be more dear than one's own self? First of all, I would like to seek permission and blessings. If I may please speak something, please bless me. So we see in this chapter, the wives of the brahmanas are blessed, and of course the brahmanas, they later on feel very remorseful. Now the brahmanas' wives, they, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives a commentary on this chapter, and in this commentary he says that the boys, cowherd boys who were sent by Krishna to the brahmanas to beg for food, they were disrespected. So, but the boys, they attained affection of the wives of the brahmanas. Why? Because they were devotees of the Supreme Lord. Of course, the brahmanas later on repented for their behavior. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna shows mercy to those who perform devotional service, those who do bhakti. It doesn't matter if that devotee doesn't have much knowledge or doesn't perform much austerity. On the other side, like the Brahmanas, they were performing austerity, they were performing sacrifices, but they had no bhakti for Krishna. So they did not get the blessings of Lord Krishna. In the beginning of this chapter, it is mentioned that these cowherd boys, they were harassed by hunger. Now, harassed is a very strong word. You know, you can say, I'm hungry or I'm very hungry, but harassed by hunger means it is very, very strong. People in this material world sometimes get harassed by lust, anger, greed, pride, whatever it may be. Actually, I received an article from someone on WhatsApp. You know, WhatsApp gets flooded with all the messages. So I got this article about a lady called Erica. How many of you have been to Paris or have heard about Paris or know about Eiffel Tower? Very famous, right? Eiffel Tower is very popular in Paris. This is that Eiffel Tower. So she visited Eiffel Tower for the first time and she fell in love with the Eiffel Tower. So much so that she got harassed by lust for the Eiffel Tower. She was mesmerized by the construction of the Eiffel Tower. Now, if you Google about her, you will find all the information with pictures. She was so mesmerized by the construction of Eiffel Tower, that metal piece, just a big metal structure, that in 2007, she got married to Eiffel Tower. And not only that, she changed her name to Erica Eiffel. You can Google it and see. Her picture is also there, like she is near the Eiffel Tower, and she's embracing the Eiffel Tower, and then she got married to Eiffel Tower. What state of consciousness in Kali Yuga? Terrible. Getting married to a constructed, you know, metal. But later on, she got harassed by lust, by something else. So she divorced Eiffel Tower. It's so crazy. Divorced Eiffel Tower. Like it really matters to Eiffel Tower whether you marry me or divorce me. But what did she get attracted to? She got attracted to a red fence. You can see her sitting on a red fence. Erica on the red fence. She got harassed by lust for the red fence. This is the state of consciousness in Kali Yuga. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada, because of his mercy, because of his books, which is a treasure house, that we are able to sit here today and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you all agree? Had Srila Prabhupada not come to the West, not given us Krishna consciousness, not given us his books, where would we be now? It is a scary thought that what would we be doing right now instead of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see these cowherd boys, they were harassed by hunger, and so they approached Krishna Balaram, and Krishna Balaram sent them to the Brahmanas who were performing a sacrifice, Angirasa sacrifice. And that sacrifice, the purpose of that sacrifice was they wanted to get promoted to the heavenly planets. That was their desire. And they did not recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Krishna asked the cowherd boys to go to the Brahmanas and beg for food, he told them, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary that he told them that you say out, you know, loudly you say, Krishna and Balaram want to eat rice. Say it loudly. Why? So that because they are sleeping in ignorance, they should be woken up from that sleep of ignorance. So you loudly say Krishna Balaram. They did that. What did they do? They came. They first folded their hands in humility. And then they did a dandavat pranam to the Brahmanas. It's not they just came, give me food. Krishna Balaram want food. They want rice. No. with all humility they requested for food, for rice. But the Brahmanas ignored, they continued doing their sacrifice, whatever they were doing. They failed to recognize Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The scriptures clearly give us instructions. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says, Bhoktaram Yagna Tapasam Sarva Lokam Maheshwara. I am the Maha-Ishwara of everybody, of planets, of demigods, of everyone. I am the Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam says, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna, you yourself are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, of course, Lord Brahma, the first created being, in his Brahma Samhita, the very first verse, it declares Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes and he is Parama Ishvara. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is what they failed to recognize. So here the cowherd boys, they were harassed by hunger, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that hunger is the worst enemy. Because when one is hungry, then the mind doesn't work. The mind is thinking, food, 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 where is food? I want to eat something. So that is what he says. So this harassment, not harassment, if a person is harassed, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it's because of lack of knowledge. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada, we got the knowledge. We got the knowledge as it is. We got the right knowledge. And he gave us a very simple process. Chant and be happy. He gave us everything. He gave us temples, deities, festivals, devotees, prasadam, books. He gave us everything, association of devotees. All we need to do is just follow it. So here we see that the boys, they were disappointed because Brahmanas ignored them. So they went back to Krishna. And they said, now what do we do? And Krishna said, now you go to the wives of the Brahmanas. They are the ones, they reside in my heart. They're so dear to Krishna. Even though the wives had no knowledge about the scriptures, they had only heard about the transcendental qualities of Krishna. And just by hearing the transcendental qualities, they had developed love for Krishna. So he said, you go to them. But don't tell them I'm hungry. Because then they will be worried and they will, you know, feel that suffering. Oh, Krishna is suffering out of hunger. They may get, you know, a little, not bewildered, but, you know, want to fulfill the desire of Krishna. So as soon as they heard Krishna and Balaram are nearby, they forgot everything and they started rushing towards Krishna Balaram. It is described like rivers run to the sea. Like that, they started running towards Krishna and Balaram. And as soon as they went through the Yamuna and they went to a garden, the previous verses nicely describe that they were able to see Krishna for the first time. Now, Srila Prabhupada says it's not easy to see Krishna. In the Brahma Samhita, there's a very nice verse, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. To be able to see Krishna, one needs Prema Anjana. Prema means love, Anjana means ointment of love. Only when the ointment of love is there in the eyes that a person is able to see Krishna. But here, wives of Brahmanas, they saw Krishna right in front of them. And what did they see? They saw Krishna and Balaram. They were strolling with their cowherd friends. Krishna had his one arm on one of the shoulder of one of the friends, and with the other hand, it is mentioned, he was twirling a lotus flower. Twirling. And not only that, he was smiling at the same time. And when the wives saw that, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the twirling of the lotus was trying to tell the wives of the Brahmanas that I am twirling the lotus hearts of yours. So beautiful. There was a connection between Krishna and the wives of the Brahmanas. And what did they see? They saw Krishna, so beautiful, deep, dark blue complexion, yellow garments, a garland made of forest flowers. There's a lot of description that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives about just seeing how beautiful Krishna looked over there. And as soon as Krishna saw the... Of course, he is the Paramatma in everyone's heart, so he knew that these wives of the Brahmanas, they had abandoned everything and everyone and had come just to see Krishna and Balaram, to satisfy them, to give them pleasure, to bring food. They came with four kinds of food for them. The one that is sucked, chewed, drunk, and does anyone else know? Swallowed. Four kinds of food they brought for Krishna. They wanted to satisfy him. And as of course Krishna knew this, so first of all he welcomed them and he told them, sit down. Now after that he asked a question, what can I do for you? Imagine if Krishna from the altar asks us, what can I do for you? What will be our response? Some of us may have a shopping list in our pocket and take it out. I want this and I want that and I want $1 million home and I want a Jaguar, I want whatever it is, right? He's Supreme Lord is asking them, what can I do for you? I was listening to a lecture where there was a nice story that the teacher in the classroom asked a simple question to the students. What do you want from life? So she pointed to at a boy and said, you stand up and tell me, what do you want from life? And the boy said, nothing much. I'm a very simple boy. I want something very simple in life. You know, just 300 houses, 500 cars, sports cars, maybe 500 servants, you know, to serve me, and maybe 50 private jets. That's all. Teacher said, sit down. That's asking too much from life. Then she asked the girl who was sitting next to this boy, you stand up and tell me, what do you want from life? Nothing much. I just want to be his wife. That's all. Then my life is all set. I don't need to do anything else. You see, this is the state of consciousness in Kali Yuga. This is how people in general in Kali Yuga, they think all they want is materialistic life. That's about all they are looking for. So here we see that as soon as the wives of the Brahmanas, they came, of course they were mesmerized. It is said in the previous verses that they forced Krishna. Can anyone force Krishna? They force Krishna through their eyes to enter into their hearts. And after that, they embraced Krishna in their hearts for a long time. This is the first time they saw Krishna. And Krishna also was smiling. He was very pleased. He is Paramatma. He knows what they are doing. And as soon as they embraced Krishna for a long time, they were fully satisfied. It is said that the pangs of separation that they were feeling because of being away from Krishna, that was all gone. They felt completely satisfied. This is the consciousness of the wives of the Brahmanas. They were actually great yogis, you can say, because Krishna says in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yogi Nam Api Sarvesham Mad Gatirantar Atmana. That is the topmost yogi who thinks of me within the heart. And that is what these wives of the Brahmanas did. And so, they were considered the topmost yogis. So we see that today's verse, if we see, it may actually, you can say it may sound a little bewildering because Atma is talking about the body, about the self. It may sound a little self-centered. No. In fact, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives a very nice description about a commentary on this verse. He says, to let the intelligence operate, he introduces the example. He's talking about Krishna introducing the example. But actually, I, the Paramatma, the inner seer, am more dear than body, sons, husband, and family. Using logic, he sobers the Brahmanas' wives. He tells them, because of relationship with me, the Paramatma, everything, prana, buddhi, mana, body, soul, wife, children, wealth, everyone becomes dear. What is more dear than the Paramatma? So you see, we can see that from this commentary, we can understand that because we are connected with the Paramatma, the Super Soul, we find everyone else very dear to me. Excuse me. The verse here, number 27, it says, what object can possibly be more dear than one's own self? Now those who do not read the purpose and they just take this verse on, you know, according to their own intelligence, they use that, and then what will they think? Oh, this is talking about I, me, and mine. You know, the I consciousness, I, everything about me, selfishness. You know, Steve Jobs, anyone knows who is Steve Jobs? Who is he? Owner of Apple. Yes, very smart person. He knew the I consciousness. That's why what did he do? He labeled everything I, phone, I, pad, I, Mac. Everything I, because he knew people are so attached to themselves. I, me, and mine. It's like, what's in it for me? In this material world, if someone wants to be friends with someone, the first thought comes to them is, what will I get from this person? What is the benefit? Then I can make friendship with such person. What's in it for me? So that is I, me, and my consciousness. So we see in this verse here, Atma that is there, that is referring to Swatma, which is our own body. And of course, people are attached to the body, and the body and the soul are connected, and that's why everyone around them becomes dear to them. But we can see from here, from the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he very nicely explains that the Swatma, the self which is being talked about here, is about Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna as the Paramatma. This is what Srila Prabhupada taught us from the very beginning, the basic foundation of Bhagavad Gita. Dehi no asmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatrana huyati. Dehi no asmin. Srila Prabhupada in his translation explains that as the embodied soul, he doesn't say just soul, he says embodied, which means the soul is encaged inside the body. And that is what Srila Prabhupada wants us to go beyond, beyond the body concept of life. Try to think about I am the spirit soul. Most of us, we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. We've forgotten Jivera Swarupoye Krishnera Nityadas. We are eternal servants of Krishna. And our constitutional position is to serve Krishna. If we do not serve Krishna, then who are we going to serve? The senses. Simple as that. So we have a choice to make. Shri Shri Gauranitaya ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Lalita Vishakha ki jai, Shri La Prabhupada ki jai. So we are here in this material world for a higher purpose. You know, human beings are different from animals. We've heard that before. What is the difference? We have philosophical intelligence by which we can understand, I am not this body. If you go and tell a dog, dog, you are not a dog, you are a spirit soul, is the dog going to understand? No. Because they don't have that philosophical intelligence, but we do have. And we are so fortunate. We are in contact with Srila Prabhupada. I remember many years ago in Atlanta, there was a sannyasi visiting. And he gave a lecture in the evening at 6 p.m. It was a weekday, so there were not many devotees. But I felt very fortunate to be present in that lecture. Why? Because his whole lecture for 1 hour was about Srila Prabhupada. He talked only about Srila Prabhupada. And that was so inspiring, because until and unless we become conscious of Srila Prabhupada, how can we become conscious of Krishna? Until and unless we study Srila Prabhupada's books scrutinizingly, how will we understand the higher purpose of life? He has taken so much trouble to give us this treasure house. His books are a treasure house. He's given it to us so that we read them on a daily basis. Then we will be able to become self-realized and go back to Godhead, to Krishna Loka. Process is very simple. Srila Prabhupada said, all we have to do is have a strong morning program. What is that? Wake up early in the morning, shower, and do Mangal Aarti. Whether we are in the temple or in our homes, make our home a temple and do Mangal Aarti. Do Narsingha prayer. Do Tulasi Aarti. And then chant the rounds attentively. Not that we, you know, take up the beads and we say, if we chant like that, then at the time of death, Mr. Kish and Mr. Nam will come to take us. Because we call them Mr. Kish, 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 Nam, 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 Kish, 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 Nam, Nam, Nam. Right? We call them and then they will come. But we have to be very, very clear in chanting. It has to be loud enough so we can hear, because there's no difference between Krishna and his holy name. So when we chant, what do we chant? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? No? Then what do we chant? I know y'all have not eaten prasadam, so the voice is very low, but we can show some enthusiasm to Krishna, right? What do we chant? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Simple, very simple. It has to be loud enough so we can hear, because these sound vibrations are so powerful that they enter our hearts and they purify the hearts. So thanks to Srila Prabhupada, we have Krishna consciousness. I remember in one lecture I heard, Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan here, and a very famous magician visited Srila Prabhupada. He wanted to see him. Does anyone know this pastime? I don't know the name. I think so. Yes. A very famous magician came to visit him. Now the disciples thought, what is the magician going to do, you know? They didn't want him to meet Srila Prabhupada. But he insisted. So Srila Prabhupada said, okay, let him come in. So here comes the magician. And he requests Srila Prabhupada, can I show you magic? Now Srila Prabhupada is so compassionate. Is he going to say no? He said, okay, show me. So he told Srila Prabhupada, give me a coin, you know, a sikka, a coin. So Srila Prabhupada took out a coin and gave him. And the magician did something and the coin was gone. And Srila Prabhupada, like a small boy, said, where's my coin? Where's my coin? Give me back my coin. Magician said, no, it's gone. That's magic. So he was feeling proud that I am such a great magician that I made Srila Prabhupada's coin disappear. So Srila Prabhupada burst his bubble. You know what it means? Burst the bubble, brought him down back, you know, removed his pride. Srila Prabhupada said, okay, you're a great magician. Can you disappear, make disappear birth, disease, old age, death? He got bewildered. He said, no. Srila Prabhupada said, I can do it. Who is the greater magician? Srila Prabhupada. He gave us such a simple process. All we have to do is just follow it sincerely and seriously, and we will be able to become self-realized and go back to God. It's very, very simple. You know, people in this material world, they are so much into body consciousness that they also, I was listening to a lecture by Kadambakananda Maharaj on this verse itself, and he was explaining that people like to be flattered. Anyone here likes to be flattered? Oh, you're so nice. You chant so nicely. You sing kirtan so nicely. Oh, you give class. Anyone likes to be flattered? Most people like to be flattered. He was explaining. Imagine if the wives go to the husbands and ask, how do I look? What is the husband going to say? Huh? Huh? You are the most beautiful. What a liar. What a liar. But there's no choice. Have to say that. You are so... How's the sari? Beautiful. How's my makeup? Beautiful. Everything is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It doesn't matter if it's a lie. Why? Because the wives like to be flattered. One time I heard this lecture where he was explaining flattery. And he said that the wife came to the husband and said, please flatter me. Please praise me. So the husband said, sure. I have this habit of doing it every day. Why not today? So he said, you look A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Now she is bewildered. Now what does this mean? He said, it's very simple. A, adorable. B, beautiful. C, charming. D, dedicated. E, elegant. F, friendly. G, gorgeous. H, humble. And then he stopped. She said, what about IJK? You have to give me some more flattery, right? IJK. Then he came to his senses and he says, I means I'm. J, just. K, kidding. I'm just kidding. We like flattery, but we don't like IJK. We don't want to be told that I'm kidding. So Maharaj was explaining that how people are so much into body consciousness. They only want to think about the body. But Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti ye mahan guna. Kali Yuga, Kali Dosha is an ocean of faults. But there's Mahan Guna, there's one very good thing we have in Kali Yuga. That just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, we can get liberated, we can go back to Godhead. It's so simple. In the other ages, Vishnu, Tretayam, in Satyayuga, process was meditation for thousands of years. In Treta Yuga, it was fire sacrifice. In Dwapar Yuga, elaborate deity worship. But Kalau Tad Hari Kirtanam. Tad means we get the same benefit that we got in the other yugas by meditation, fire sacrifice, elaborate deity worship. We get the same benefit just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is a very simple process. It doesn't cost us anything. We don't lose any money. nothing at all. All we get is complete, full benefit. You see? Complete benefit. Let us chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So you see, here this chapter is about the wives of Brahmanas being blessed. They get the mercy of Krishna. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says there's a very easy method, process, to get mercy of Krishna. Is if we can somehow or the other please the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna will be automatically pleased. Srila Prabhupada gives nice examples, like when we water the roots of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. Like we put food in the stomach, the whole body gets nourished. Similarly, if somehow or the other we can please Krishna, and the process to please Krishna is through Guru and Srila Prabhupada. So the verse again, it is only by contact with the self that one's vital breath, intelligence, mind, friends, body, wife, children, wealth, and so on are dear. Therefore, what object can possibly be more dear than one's own self? Hare Krishna. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Thank you for patiently listening. Thank you so much. Sorry I'm speaking in front of you, but thank you.
So
yes, it is a modes of nature and it's also past karma working, but probably there's not enough preaching going on in the West, so we blame ourselves that we are not going out enough, we are not distributing books enough of Srila Prabhupada, we are not letting Srila Prabhupada go to each and every house, you know. So some are trying really hard, but I wish everybody, all the devotees in the West could try harder. So it is, we cannot blame the Westerners, we blame ourselves that we are not reaching out as much as we should. So, does that help? Yes, there's a very nice verse, Utsaha Nishchaya Dhairya. So Srila Prabhupada says, Utsaha means enthusiasm. We may not have that enthusiasm, but Prabhupada says, pretend to be enthusiastic, then you'll become enthusiastic. So we should not lose hope, you know, have firm faith in Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures and Krishna, and then just carry on. And what I have noticed, what helps is association of devotees. If we somehow or the other can, you know, look for association, take association, that really kind of, you know, injects us with Krishna consciousness. So don't lose hope. Prabhupada perfect, process perfect, we are imperfect, but we are on the path and Srila Prabhupada will help us reach the goal. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes. Hare Krishna. Now, gradually is a very subjective word. It could be gradually or it could be gradually, which means you go on forever. You know, so we have to see the urgency, right? We are fortunate that we have come in contact with Krishna consciousness. We have the Maha Mantra. So we should not slacken. You know, take it with full force, because we never know, you know, whether our next birth will be of a human being. Even if it is, we don't know if we will come in contact with devotees. Even if we come in contact with devotees, we don't know if we will take up Krishna consciousness, you see. So now that we have realized the importance of Maha Mantra, we should take to it very seriously. So yes, rituals are mentioned in the Vedas. It's for those who want to follow them. You see, like when we go to the grocery store, there are options, right? There are different kinds of vegetables, cheese, milk, all of different, you know, from different companies. We have a choice. So Krishna knows there are some who want to follow rituals, so he's given the choice. But that doesn't mean that we need to take them. The option is there. So just take seriously to Krishna consciousness. Okay? Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much for a very important point. Yes, as soon as we attach ourselves to Krishna, detachment will become automatic. It's 9 o'clock. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.